to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we are going to be talking about a comet that you will be able to see just by going out to your back porch. You can probably see it better by going out of the city limits, but a cool comet that we can actually see with the naked eye. But before we get into that, joining me over the phone right now is Dan Wilson, who is the general manager of Vista Ridge. So first off, Dan, I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, and some exciting news coming from Vista Ridge for avid golf lovers, or just, you know, the annual, or, you know, the average golf lover here in the community, as we're getting another course, specifically 12-hole golf course. What can you share with us, Dan?
So we're excited to open a 12-hole golf course. We're aiming for opening later this August, but it is dependent on the weather we get, just because we're growing in the grass right now, and the opening is dictated by the health of the grass, really. But later August is the goal. It's a 12-hole course, so a little bit different, but there are some of them out there in Canada. We'll be, I think, the second one in Alberta, and definitely the first one in Fort McMurray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you maybe talk about the decision to open a 12-hole golf course, maybe compared to the traditional 18?
Yeah, so we were trying to keep the golf experience in line with the kind of demographic we cater to, with our winter operation as well, where we're looking to, you know, get more families out and maybe get beginners out on the golf course that might be a little bit intimidated or maybe nervous to go towards a bigger course. Mm-hmm. Where there are more experienced avid golfers, we want to have a place where they can come learn the sport and maybe not be as intimidated, or maybe not have to spend as much money or invest as much time when they're trying out the sport.
For sure. And I remember when I first started playing golf, it was quite a long time ago, but I remember it was fun playing 18 holes, but it can still be, you know, quite exhausting for young people. And also, some people just don't want to play 4 hours of golf.
Yeah, it can be a big time commitment, and it could also be frustrating as well. It's not an easy sport to learn. So some of the things we're doing to try to make it easier is we're not going to have any sand bunkers on our course. We will have turf bunkers or ball catchers that'll just be grass. We're also going to have oversized cups. So all your traditional golf course, the cups, I think, are about 4.5 inches, and our cups are going to be 8 inches. So it'll be easier to sink some of those birdie or par putts, and it should help increase the speed of play as well. And some people, when they think about a 12-hole or a family course, they think it's a smaller course and it's all par threes. But we're going to have a variety of holes. We'll have 6 par threes, 5 par fours, and we will have one shorter par five. Also, for those golfers or people that are wanting to try out golf but don't want to spend as much time on the course, we're going to have an option called the Fast Five, where you'll be able to play just the front five of our holes for a reduced rate in hopefully around an hour, hour and a half. So that'll be fun.
All right. This really seems to like the perfect course for those who are maybe playing at the other local courses and are frustrated that their scores aren't that well and they want to score a little bit lower. Just go to your course. Bigger holes should, you know, relate to a better score, you'd think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what, like there will be avid golfers that can come here and have a lot of fun too, because there are some shorter par fours. Maybe an avid golfer will try to, you know, drive the green in one shot, or they can work on their short game. So there will certainly be a lot of fun to be had by experienced golfers as well.
I'm curious, how long has this project to get this this 12-hole golf course been in the works for?
Vista Ridge was meant to be an all-seasons park since its inception in 96, but with the growth and success of the winter operation over the years, the development of the summer operation has kind of lagged a bit. So we did kick off some summer activities in 2014 with our aerial park, but the golf course has been in the works for, I want to say, probably more than a decade, but We've done environmental surveys and stuff as early as 2015, and actual breaking ground and clearing trees would be have been in 2017, so the last few years.
All right. Well, before I let you go, the 12-hole golf course isn't the only thing that is opening, I believe, as you guys are also working on an aquatic driving range. Is that correct?
Yeah, so as part of our, I guess for environmental reasons, really, we couldn't send any of the water that was draining off of the golf course into the river valley, so everything has to drain somewhere that's not the valley, so we have a big irrigation reservoir, which we use to water the course, but we also use it as the aqua range, so there will be floating golf balls, and there will be island greens to aim at with some targets. So yeah, it'll be a little bit different. Usually when you're golfing, you're trying to avoid the water, but on our aqua range, you'll be aiming for it. So that'll be pretty fun.
I'm not saying it's a bad situation, but, you know, having a little bit of trouble, you know, finding what to do with this water, it seems kind of like, you know, you're making good of a so-called bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
All right. And, is there a timeline on when that's supposed to be open? Is it also, sometime in August?
Yeah, it would likely be around the same date that the rest of the course opens. So yeah, later in August is the goal, and we will be putting information on our social media, Facebook page, as well as our website in the coming weeks with more updates.
All right. Well, Dan, that's pretty much all the questions I have, but is there anything else you'd like to add maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about?
I don't think so. I think we covered it all. Like, we're just, yeah, we're trying to create a family beginner golf experience for Fort McMurray. I think in the past there was a course that may have serviced that need, Quarry Ridge, but it did get closed down a number of years ago. So we're trying to fill a gap in the golf market where people can come and learn the sport to refine their skills and come out with their friends or family and have some fun on the golf course.
All right. Well, Dan, thanks so much for getting back to me. I speak for myself, an avid golfer, that, you know, it's always exciting to hear that another golf course is opening up in the community. So best of luck moving forward.
Thanks. Yeah, we're really excited.
Once again, that was Dan Wilson, general manager of Vista Ridge, talking about their new 12-hole golf course, which they're hoping to open next month. If you're looking for more information, make sure you head to the Mix News page. Now we're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about a comet you can see with your naked eye.
Return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, before the break, we are talking about a new golf course set to open in the community next month. If you're looking for more information, make sure you head to the Mix News page. Now I'm going to be handing things off to Mix reporter Steph Seidel. She had a chance to talk to John Tupper, who is the creator of the Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy Enthusiast Group, as there is a comet that is flying over Fort McMurray that we can see with our naked eye.
I hear you've got some info about a really cool thing happening in the sky.
Yeah, there's been a lot of news this past month about a comet that was discovered back in May, colloquially named Comet Neowise. It's been really the first naked eye visible comet in the last 25 years.
Wow.
And it's got a very nice position for the people of Fort McMurray. It's when you go farther north, just by where this comet is in its orbit, the farther north you go, the more visible it is in the sky. To the point of, here in Fort McMurray, it's what's called a circumpolar object, which means it never dips below the horizon.
Oh, wow.
So unlike our friends in the United States that have to get up at around 4 in the morning to try and get a glimpse of this, up here it's visible from dusk till dawn just in the northern and northwestern sky.
That is really cool. So and you don't need a telescope to see it?
No, it's currently what's called a magnitude 1 to magnitude 2 object, which means it's about as bright as the dimmest star in the Big Dipper. And it's going to get brighter as the month goes on. Right now, in July, it reached what's called prehelion on July 3rd, and that's where the comet made its closest approach to the sun at about 44.5 million kilometers away from the sun. But on July 22nd, it reaches its closest position to the planet Earth at about 103.5 million kilometers from the Earth. And at that point, it should be about a magnitude 1 object, which means it would be about the same brightness as the Big Dipper.
Wow, that's really cool. So are we able to see it before July 22nd, or we kind of need to wait till then?
No, you could even go out and see it tonight. The way you would find it is, starting at dusk, I would say at about 10:30 p.m., you would look about towards the northwest, and you would look fairly low on the horizon, and it would appear as a faint object, a little bit of a fuzzy dot, as it were. And then if you look very carefully on it, you'd see that the fuzzy dot has a bit of a tail that would go up towards the top of the sky. That's called the corona. The corona of the comet would be the fuzzy dot, and the tail would be the part going up after it. The easiest way to find it, Steph, and I found this little trick, is you locate the Big Dipper. Everybody knows where the Big Dipper, what the Big Dipper looks like. And you look at the bottom two stars of the Big Dipper, and imagine they drew a line straight to the horizon. If you were to follow that line to the horizon, somewhere along it, as you get closer and closer to the ground, you would see that fuzzy dot. And as the night gets on, the sky gets darker, it would become a brighter and brighter comet, to the point you would be easily able to see the tail. And with a pair of binoculars, it would look incredible.
Wow.
And the other thing we have going for us up here is, on July 20th, it's a new moon, so there's going to be no moon out in the sky. So we have a clear night. The light will be at its darkest point in that lunar cycle, and that would be a fantastic time to see it with the naked eye or even with a pair of binoculars.
Really neat. Why can't we see this comet all the time?
Comets are fairly rare. They orbit not like the planets around the sun. They actually come from way, way outside of kind of the planetary orbits, and they form an elliptical. They swing closer and closer to the sun, and they're big balls of ice and dirt. And as they get close to the sun, they begin to melt, and the debris coming off of that comet forms the tail of the comet, and then they go away. Often, though, the heat of the sun breaks them up before they even become visible. Earlier this year, late in 2019, there were two comets that scientists thought were going to be really, really bright, really, really big objects, called Atlas, and then the other one was called Swan. And as they got close to the sun, the power of the sun just blew them apart into bits of dust, and they never showed up to become visible. So yeah, this is a big deal. The closest other naked eye visible comet we had was about 25 years ago. There were two comets that came around. One was called Hale-Bopp, and the other Hayakitaki. So this one is the brightest one since then, and it really is, for many, many people, the comet of a lifetime. We in Fort McMurray have just such a good view of it. It's one of the few times when it comes to astronomy that we benefit from being this far north.
Once again, that was Mix reporter Steph Seidel speaking with John Tupper, creator of the Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy Enthusiast Group, talking about Comet Neowise, which we can all see with our naked eye just by going out during the night. You should be able to see it from your backyard, but it is still recommended to maybe try and leave the community, the city limits, to get a better view. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to be finishing our talk about Comet Neowise.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we're learning more about Comet Neowise, which people can see with our naked eyes just by going outside at night. It was still better to go outside the city limits, but some might be lucky enough to see it from their own backyard. So we're going to be once again handing things off to Mix reporter Steph Seidel. She is talking with John Tupper, creator of the Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy Enthusiast Group, about the comet.
John, right before the break, you were telling me that this might be the best celestial event that we have seen in 25 years. Do you remember seeing the event 25 years ago? I think you said it was called Hale Bopp.
I do. It was incredible because you could just walk out at night in the evening and it was beautifully visible, you unmistakably bright. And it was pretty cool because at the time I was working at the Edmonton Space Science Center's Public Observatory. So I got a really good comet experience with that.
Wow. Have you always been an avid star watcher, sky watcher?
Yeah, I call myself an urban stargazer. It's been a little bit of a hobby over the years. And the nice thing is it's a hobby that can come and go. The stars always stay there.
Cool. And what would you say has been the best celestial event you've seen thus far?
There's been so much. But I would say this is the big deal for the past, 25 years, for sure. This is one of the prettiest things you're going to see. And if people are interested, I formed Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy Facebook group, and I'll be using that forum to post daily updates on the progress of this comet, and maybe even be able to do some astrophotography as the nights go on.
Wow. So I'm looking at the forecast, and we can't see quite as far as July 22nd. Wednesday night looks like it's supposed to be clear. Who knows? The weatherman's always wrong. But if it is cloudy, are we going to be able to see it? Or
no, unfortunately, not even the brightest stars are able to penetrate cloud. But on any clear night, you should have a good shot of it. And of course, if you were to go on to the internet and just type Neowise F3, you'd be able to see all sorts of photos of it as the nights go on. Somebody's going to have a clear shot of it, and people are taking pictures of it because it is such a unique event.
Wow. And do you need a special kind of camera to take a photo of it?
Well, you need something on a tripod. It's something you want to have a pretty steady hand for. If you want to take exposures of it over time, it's really good. Probably a 1 or 2 second exposure would capture a little bit extra light and allow it to be a bit more visible. But again, you'd want to have a tripod pointed in the right direction, because if your hand shakes, it'll blur out.
Right, right. Tell me again that Facebook group that people can join.
Yeah, it's the Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy Facebook group, and if I'm really careful here, I should be able to bring up the address to it. No, if you were to just type Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy, it would be the first link that comes up, and just request to join, and you can see my post following the comment.
Really cool. Thank you so much, John. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks. I think this is a really good opportunity for people to just go out and see something really unique, show their kids. And the nice thing about astronomy is it's really built for social distance. So you can do it anywhere, anytime.
Perfect. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day and happy stargazing.
Thank you. And keep looking up.
Once again, that was Mix reporter Steph Seidel speaking with John Tupper, creator of the Fort McMurray Amateur Astronomy Enthusiast Group, talking about Comet Neowise, which we can see with our naked eyes just by going outside at night. It is recommended you go outside of the city limits to get a better view. Now, today and Wednesday will be the two best days to see the comet. Today, because it is a new moon, and Wednesday is the date where Neowise is expected to be at its closest to Earth. Now, if you're looking for more information about this, all you have to do is head to the Mix news page. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.